We're back.
Give me like 18 seconds. I need to take my earrings out.
That's a vibe.
Oh my God.
I am the special reoccurring guest like three times in a row now. Let's go.
Okay, my earrings are out. Hi, I'm DJ Hexmob.
Oh yeah, and I'm of course the one and only Big Chuck.
Whoop whoop.
That's what it's all about.
So today is kind of going to be just a chill day. We're going to just talk about just anything that comes to mind, honestly. We've just been chilling this past couple of weeks, so... Well, whatever happens, happens at this point. So, yeah.
That's real.
So, earlier, before we started, before we went live, me and Big Chuck were talking about our favorite Pokemon.
Oh, yeah, we were.
And I was having Big Chuck guess what my favorite Pokemon was. And so far, he has not gotten it correct. So, Charlie, do you have any final guesses before I reveal?
No. I give up. I'm sorry.
It's actually Golbat. So you know the bat with...
You like the bat?
Yes,
everybody
I
hates
do.
The bat.
No, I like the bat because it's ugly. I like ugly things.
Golbat looks like an unscrolled scroll, bro.
That's why I like... Because he's ugly. That's why I like the bat because he's ugly. I like because his like mouth... Okay, so what Golbat is...
You sound like a pug lover.
I actually hate pugs.
What?
Okay, here's the thing.
With a giant mouth, but not an adorable squishy.
The Pokemon is animated. The pug is real. Pugs aren't supposed to be bred that way. That's what... And they're ugly. I just don't... They're... Too ugly
Whoa.
For me.
Bro.
They're too
ugly. I'm not even gonna argue with you.
They're too ugly for me. But what Golbat is, it's a bat species and its mouth is wide open and it has these really small... Charlie, don't look at me like that. It has really small eyes and its mouth stays open. It can close its mouth, but it looks really weird when it closes its mouth because it's like really elongated. Because
then it's just like a really long purple rectangle.
Exactly. But I like it because it's ugly. But anyway, since you brought up dogs...
Since
you brought up dog, B-Chuck, what's your favorite dog breed?
See, that's the thing. I don't really know very many dog breeds. And I'm going to be a little controversial right now. Mm-hmm. I'm more of a cat person than a dog person.
Really?
I am. Because I can't deal with coming home after such a long day, and then your dog be like... you know, jumping all over you like that. And I'm just like, bro, I need 5 minutes. Oh, my God. You know, I just can't handle it. You come home to a cat, and they're just like, what's up? Fill my bowl, please.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's like, so and that's, like, true, that's it. It's so nice.
What's your favorite cat breed, then?
my favorite, I always said when I was younger, was a tabby cat.
Aww.
Like the crazy orange ones.
I like the orange cats.
I love
cats.
Those ones. Those ones are so cute.
I like the big personality that they have.
Big personality.
my dog, she thinks she's a big dog. She likes to act like a big dog.
I know, that's the funniest thing about dogs.
And then once an actual big dog comes up to her, she's all quiet and stuff. We're like, oh, what happened? I thought you had that big dog personality. Speaking of big dog, I remember I used to say back sophomore year and junior year, I don't do it now anymore, but just because like I just don't do it anymore.
Oh, yeah,
but
you were always
I used to,
yapping about dogs.
Big dog energy. I used to have that big dog energy, but it's died down now because I just kind of once forgot about it and then gave up. But no, like I legit did because it all started like this... I guess we'll call him a friend. This friend I had, and it...
What do you mean by that?
Interesting.
It's a long story. We just gotta call
him
a friend.
Story. We got a long time.
No, we actually don't have a long time. But yeah, and that's how it started. Deflection. I just started saying big dog energy, and then it spread around, and everybody's like, "Oh my god, big dog energy! This big dog energy!" So yeah, it's died down now.
We should call you Big Dog instead of DJ Hexmob.
Should I be DJ Big Dog?
No, we should just call you Big Dog.
Just call me Big
I'm
Dog.
I'm Big Chuck, and you're Big Dog.
Well, anyway, my favorite cat breed is definitely orange cats. My favorite dog breed is husky and or corgi and you know the bull terrier is the Target mascot.
That guy's a bull terrier.
Yeah.
See, this is showing how little I know about breeds.
I want to become a veterinarian or a chef. So I've been learning. Yes, a
Those
chef.
Those are two very different paths.
Everybody tells me that when I say it. I'm like, oh yeah, you don't want to be this or that, and they're like, that's two different things on the spectrum. I'm like, I know.
You
but
should be both.
I should be both. That's what my mom was telling me. I should be both.
You can be both because I mean, like, you can. Everybody has to cook, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got to eat. You could make food for the dogs too.
Yeah, I was told to like be both. Like my mom was like, "Oh yeah, you could open up like a dog bakery and or like a dog boutique and make like special dog food or dog cakes and all that stuff."
That's a good idea.
So yeah,
you should make like a dog bakery and then like a regular bakery. Like you know how they have those those like gas station restaurants, uh-huh. and they have like the gas station, and they got like a Wendy's on the side of it.
Oh, yeah.
Like built together. You should do one of those. You should have like a DJ Hex Ma Bakery, and then like DJ Hex Dog Bakery.
It'd be one of those things, like, you know how like the cat cafes, they have like the
separate, I always wanted to.
So
go
it
one
would
those.
Be like a dog cafe.
If I wasn't so allergic
of.
To them, I would love to go.
You're
to
allergic
cat
to cats.
I'm allergic to cats and dogs.
Don't you have? You have a cat.
I have
though,
a
right?
cat. I've had. Both. I've had a dog and two cats my entire life. I've never gone without a pet, like, but a couple days.
Have you thought about getting a hairless cat?
No, because they're so ugly.
No, they're not. They're cute. I like hairless cats.
The only hairless cat I think is cute is I think it's called Binks. It's
like, oh, yeah, the, yeah,
that,
yeah.
That internet cat.
Yeah, yeah. There's this one cat on TikTok. Its name is Winston, and it's, I think it's a hairless
My neighbor's
cat.
Dog was named Winston. It was so cute. I got pictures on my phone. I'm going to... I'm gonna find them. It's gonna take me ages though.
But no, yeah, you should definitely invest in getting a hairless cat if you one day decide, oh my gosh, I want a hairless cat. You should get a hairless cat so then you're not allergic to it.
Yes, the floor here is made out of floor. Yes.
DJ logic. Magic, what's your favorite cat breed?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't really know. I mean, I have a tabby cat right now. No, I don't. I don't even know what breed.
I
don't even know what breed cucumber is. I'm gonna be so honest.
Your cat's breed is cucumber.
Yes.
They are pickle.
And then for dog, I would have to either go with a. I don't know if I can say this on air, but a Shih Tzu.
Oh, one of those little dogs. Those mm-hmm. those dogs are annoying.
They're annoying?
They're mean.
But they're so cute.
I don't know.
I'm
who
going
it
for
was,
they are vicious though.
But yeah. not as mean as those crusty white dogs. You know the No.
No, that's what dog Winston is. And then my grandma had two dogs, like the Maltese. They're called Maltese, I think.
Maltese.
I think they're called Maltese. They sound like they would enjoy
I don't like the crusty white dogs because I know some people who have one and they don't really take care of it well. So you're going to see it and the dog is all dirty. At this point, it's turning gray. Oh. And then the eyes
they
are dirty.
Can't
it's
see,
just,
bro.
You
no,
know, it's terrible.
They got
it's
too
so
much
terrible.
Crust.
Crust.
I don't like, you know, the dogs with all the wrinkles.
The wrinkly dog?
Yeah, I don't like the wrinkly
like
dog.
Like pugs?
Yeah. I hate pugs so much. One, they're not supposed to be bred like that. I don't want to have a dog struggling to breathe half of its life like that. Exactly like that. They can't breathe, those poor things.
It wasn't worth it.
Like, pug owners make me so upset because it's like, your dog can't breathe. Why did you do that? And then they choose to rebreed them too. Like the backyard breeders, they'll start breeding more pugs. And it's just like, y'all gonna kill that dog one day and then we won't have any more pugs.
But then we will know the limit of pug breeding.
just experiment and be like, okay, only 1,001 pugs can be bred.
Precisely 2.3.
it's terrible.
I can't do it.
I can't do it. But like once I get my own place, I want to have at least 5 dogs. Just be instead of children. I'm replacing children with dogs.
You gonna be one of those crazy dog ladies?
At least I'm not a crazy cat lady.
Okay, what's wrong with being a crazy cat lady?
I just I'm not too fond of cats.
What do you mean by that? Are you gonna be? A
I'm
crazy
gonna
cat
be
lady?
One. Yes.
You're both crazy. You're crazy animal.
What are you gonna be, Charlie? A crazy bird man?
No, I don't know what I'm gonna.
Do you like birds?
Birds are cool.
I like birds.
I like birds, except for the part where they're like their poop is toxic or whatever.
Oh, what?
You can't like breathe around their poop. It's like really bad for you.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of bird is this? Is this all birds?
It's just or? Like normal birds, I think. It's like you keep as pets.
So,
if you don't clean the cage like very often, I mean, it like builds up in the air or something like that. I don't know.
So only
I've heard
the
something like that.
Domestic birds and not the wild birds?
Take everything I say with a grain of salt, folks. I'm just sort of yapping, I'm being honest.
Where did you hear that from?
I don't know. I think I heard it from my mother.
Oh. Where did your mother hear that from?
Do I look like I know where she heard that from?
I had a lot of pets. I used to have like
where is this? I can't find it. I've been scrolling for like 15 minutes. Where oh is goodness. Winston?
At this point, I would just give up.
No. I'm only halfway through my camera roll. I will find Winston.
Anyway, no. Before I was born, my mom told me that they used to have a pet bird. I don't remember its name. I think it was a parakeet. It was like one of the
parakeets. This is not Winston. But look at this dog.
Oh my god.
This is not Winston, but look at that dog.
It's an ugly dog.
That is a very ugly
but,
dog.
But oh no, what I was gonna
That's so mean.
What I was gonna say was, my sister and my mom, before I was born, I think they had a parakeet, and it was green, and like, I don't know.
It was green.
Charlie, wait, let me finish my sentence. It was green, and I don't remember what its name was, and I don't remember if it died or not or something. Whoa. I think it ran away. I mean, not ran away. It flew away. I think it flew away. Excuse me.
The bird waddled away.
It ran away.
It flew away. And then we had like 7 fish, and we had 2 hamsters, and like 3 guinea pigs, and a turtle, and... And was it a chinchilla?
Did you have a partridge and a pear tree too?
No.
You got the whole forest.
I had a hamster, and its name was Dorito.
Oh, why Dorito?
Because I like Dorito, specifically the red one. What is that, Charlie? What is that? No. I want you to read it. Read it to our viewers right now. Read it, Charlie.
No, Charlie.
Read it.
It's just a meme about a baby and beer, bro.
No.
Anyway. No, yeah, I had a hamster named Dorito because I like Doritos, and my sister had a hamster named Domino because of Domino's Pizza.
I would be so hungry in that house, man.
Oh my god.
You would eat the hamster?
I would. I'm not saying I would eat the hamster. Oh my god. You named them after food products.
Yeah, but
you made that leap in logic.
You just said that you would be hungry.
Yeah, because you named them after food.
So that means you would eat Dorito.
I would eat Doritos.
No, you would eat the hamster.
The Dorito hamster.
Well, it's too late now. Dorito didn't die of cardiac arrest. So.
Oh.
No.
Wait, did that hamster die of natural causes? There's no way.
No. No. Okay, here's what happened. So we had you know those small handheld vacuums? So we...
Let me finish.
It was... Dorito was in its cage. So we were cleaning around it because they had pushed the bedding out of the... Stop laughing, Charlie.
Oh, you stressed it out too much.
Apparently, and it was belly up, and it was like...
Belly up.
And it was like weirdly... you know how bodies can still like move when they're dead?
Yeah.
That's what it was... Huh?
It's called gas release.
Yeah, that's what it was doing. And like, we were like touching it, and we were like, is Dorito gonna wake up? So we just decided it was dead, so then we tossed it. Years later, we found out that hamsters can hibernate.
No.
We don't know if Dorito was hibernating or not.
I'm gonna be honest, I don't feel like anyone would hibernate in that scenario.
No, but like, we didn't know a hamster could hibernate.
Giant, like, suction machine going around you. I don't think you're gonna start...
Like, all animals hibernate. Even bugs hibernate.
Yeah.
Because I had to look this up because I was doing my phonology spot last year in geometry.
Geometry?
Going out and studying numbers in the wild.
I mean biology. I meant biology.
Look at this old picture.
Is that Cameron? Oh my god. Anyway, no, I meant biology. I was about to say geometry again. I meant biology.
I meant geometry.
And I looked up, I was like, where do bugs go in the winter? And I looked it up, and they said bugs hibernate. So that's why you haven't, huh?
I said, yeah, no, bugs do that.
You didn't know that till I said it.
No, we learned about that in biology with the cicadas. They would hide in the ground, remember?
I don't remember that, but...
I remember those.
I remember it because they were zombies.
Oh, no. I remember now. No, I remember now because it was that zombie.
No, it was the X, the 10, the 10 skater, yeah, or whatever.
The zombie thingy.
Yes, yeah.
I remember now.
I'm sorry we're blowing up your speakers, yo.
Yeah, I'm sorry to anybody listening. This is what we do on a daily basis.
Oh, it's my mom's old car.
Oh, my God.
Your mom's old car?
Yeah, she used to have this car I swear was alive because I watched her.
Huh?
She used to have this car that I swear was alive because we watched. I found Winston! I found him!
Oh, that's not a crusty white dog.
He's kind of crusty.
Oh, that looks like a puppy.
It's just a crusty dog.
He's so tiny. Look, he was just,
oh my gosh. Dog. That's like a the little teacup puppies.
Little teacup puppy. Look at his eyes.
Oh my gosh.
I miss this dog.
Adorable.
I wanted to steal him.
What happened?
Look at this. This is profile picture material,
bro. What happened to the dog?
We moved.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
As far as I'm aware, Winston is still yipping around in the yard.
Yippee!
There's a person.
Do y'all like chihuahuas?
No.
No.
They're so vicious, bro.
I want a chihuahua.
They
hate them.
Such.
No. You will take one little centimeter step into their territory, and they go. Start like that on the Joe Rogan podcast, man.
Also, you also just look ugly.
They was, yeah, for real.
That's how you need to
start. They built like a Dorito. Their head is built like a Dorito.
That's how you need to start your voice tracks every morning. That's, that's how you're going to wake people
just up. Pop up in there. Wake up, I'm a chihuahua. That's crazy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Okay, well, that's enough for today. Thank you so much for listening to us just run our mouths the whole 15 minutes.
We were yapping.
We were yapping.